2017 ACUC in lovely Las Vegas with Lori Lucas. How are you, Lori?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, you are presenting at this here conference, and it's going to be called A Look at Cybersecurity Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. I think this is going to be a standing room only presentation. What do you think?
That's great. Cyber is on everybody's mind these
Isn't
days.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Can you give us a quick summary on what you're going to talk about? Just to, for those folks who didn't make it here, just a couple of good nuggets that we can take back.
Sure. PSCU is the nation's leading CUSO. We partner with our credit unions to help them grow and to provide an unparalleled member experience. Part of the member experience is customer experience, and these days everybody demands safety of the information they entrust to their credit unions and PSCU. So the presentation is going to walk the audience members through cyber, what it looked like yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and help give some practical ideas to the audience members that will help them maintain that trust. Without trust, you know, we're all...
You don't got nothing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, my first question when I saw this, like, okay, what did cybersecurity look like yesterday? Was it like, I can't imagine. I mean, does this all start back in the 70s and 80s and that type of thing? Or what did it look like yesterday?
Cyber was boring yesterday. It did start back then, maybe even before then.
Yeah.
But it was back in the days of the mainframe. We didn't have the internet. That wasn't even present. So you buried your systems or hid your systems behind concrete walls and tape librarians, not to be, you know, give a discredit to tape librarians, but the information in the systems were contained. If you wanted your data, you went to the tape librarian and checked it out. If you wanted a printout, you went to your friendly tape librarian and asked for the printer that came, or the paper that reports.
I'm imagining microfiche, you know.
Well, you know,
back in the day.
Back there in the day.
Yeah.
So it was boring. You knew what your threats were. You know, somebody you didn't recognize that came into the building. You knew that maybe something might be wrong. So you trained yourself to focus on the knowns back in the day, and we did very well.
Yeah.
All right. We all know what it looks like today, but what does it look like tomorrow? I mean, do you have any, like, what's coming down the turnpike that we can, I don't want to say look forward to, but expect maybe?
As a service company, PSCU works with its credit unions to focuses on collaboration. So we believe that through collaboration, we all can be more prepared for what's coming to tomorrow. You know, what is true about tomorrow is we don't know probably what's around every corner. It's safe to say it's around us today. Somebody just hasn't figured out how to exploit it. So part of that collaboration with our credit unions, we believe we're all stronger. We can share about what's going on in our environments and help be prepared to respond to tomorrow's cyber risks.
Yeah, whatever it may be.
Regardless of whatever they throw at us.
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, trying to stay two steps ahead of these folks is getting more and more challenging because it's not just some random person in somebody's basement somewhere. I mean, they're big network syndicates now that are dealing with this, that we're dealing with now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the data is everywhere. You know, we're all connected with each other, with each other's systems. So anytime, you know, you touch technology, whether physically or you plug into technology, and of course PSU is connected with its member credit union securely, but each of us has an opportunity to make sure our own chunk of the world is kept secure so that we maintain the security of all.
I agree. I totally agree. So what are a couple of things that credit unions can do right now to protect themselves? I mean, I know it changes all the time, like you just said, but are there a couple of things that credit unions can do right now to protect themselves?
What people can do today, what credit unions can do today, and what I'm going to try to help do through my presentation, is it's not difficult. You know, you don't have to memorize acronyms or do the most sophisticated stuff. Just maintaining awareness of your surroundings and figuring out what could go wrong. You know, we all live in certain areas of the country, and we have different surroundings, or I should say, different threats around us. I grew up in Michigan, lived in Arizona, and now live in Florida. So through each of my travels or through each of my hometowns, I learned to look around and find out what the threats are. So, you know, what I train people to do is just look around and think about what could go wrong. It's those things that the bad guys are thinking of. And if you can just stop for a moment, whatever you're looking at or whatever you're doing, and say, could something go wrong here? that's probably what the next threat is going to look like.
Okay. Yeah, because I've always heard it's the least, what is it, the least path of resistance is what they're going to look for. Kind of like what we went through with the EMV implementation. Whoever didn't implement the EMV was going to be the one that was going to get hit. So you, something like that?
You absolutely, Mike. You don't want to be the weakest link.
Well, yeah,
so whatever you can do to, you know, protect your piece of turf, your area, your network, you're one step ahead of the bad guys.
Yes.
And part of that is leveraging your people and processes. Technology is there. It's going to secure us. But building that people and policy wrapper around that technology, you're that much more resilient.
Very cool, very cool. Anything else to add on? I mean, I know we could talk about this for an hour, but is there anything else to add to that you want to share with folks out there to help protect their members?
Well, to help protect their members, you know, maybe I'll swing it back to the conference here. You know, we're in Vegas and there's always a giveaway, you know, or you might be able to take away something from the presentation. So I have some really cool things to give away. Some of those credit unions might be able to do on their own to help protect and raise awareness of their employees and help protect their members.
Yeah, because we want credit unions to be this resource, you know, the primary financial resource, and protecting them with the cyber stuff is one pin in the wheel for them to help them out.
It's huge. It's, you know, one pin in the wheel, but, you know, one pin in the wheel is better than no pins in the wheel.
Exactly.
It keeps the wheel from flying off of it.
That's right. Very cool. Well put. Lori, you're off the hot seat. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. Well done. Have fun.